Hello and welcome to episode 2. This is Kiss and Tell, a couple's podcast of love, life, business, and growth with your hosts, Nick and Viola Hug Taylor.
We're here to create more meaningful conversations and relationships in every area of your life, starting with yourself and your loved ones. We believe everyone deserves to live a joy-filled life that is abundant in all areas, and we understand that growth and success are not a solo act.
We're excited to be here with you, offering you insights from what we have learned within our relationship, as well as having some amazing chats with other couples in love or business, giving you actionable steps, mindset shifts, and personal growth that will support you in creating the best relationships you've ever had, working on living a truly heart-centered, conscious, and meaningful life. Welcome back, everybody. It's so good to have you here for our episode 2 and our first real podcast, Getting Into Stuff, here at Kiss and Tell Radio.
Here at Kiss
Show.
And Tell, we're so happy to have you guys back. We hope there's some new listeners out there and also some return listeners.
Yes, that would be awesome. And a huge shout out and thank you to those who supported us with our podcast launch last week. That was really exciting.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on. We have some pretty exciting stuff in the works for the next few months, really.
Oh my gosh, guys, we're more excited than ever because this is really developing into something even bigger than we thought. To start off, we have some amazing interviews lined up and we have some amazing content that we're going to be covering with you as well. So today you have just us, but we have a great interview lined up for next week, so stay tuned. But today what we want to talk about is a subject that is so important in terms of being, you know, I guess living a life where you're actually achieving things and going out there and making things happen. And that is really starting before you're ready.
Yeah. I know, and this was me once upon a time, but I know countless amounts of people who are like plodding through life and kind of working a wee bit at something, but their whole mindset is that they're waiting until what they have is perfect before they go out there and market their idea or start their business or, you know, move into a different career path or anything really, like some people wanting to start music. And our advice is really just start. Like, if you're not completely embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched way too late.
Yeah, I love that quote.
So I think the whole premise of this talk is just really like, go and do shit.
Yeah, go do it. Go do epic shit. But I think one of the things, I mean, a lot of times when we look at people who are achieving great success, like obviously we see them where they're at now. We don't often see their backstory and what it's taken them to get there. And I love the quote as well that says that with every overnight success, there's 10 years of hard work and perseverance or, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, and that's so true. You see people crop out of nowhere or seemingly nowhere. And you're like, oh man, this guy was an overnight success.
Yeah.
And the only people who have had overnight success are people who have trust funds and turn 18 and have $100 million or people who are born into money or won the lotto. But anyone who's created anything significant for themselves, they've done it over a long amount of time and you just see that end result and you go, man, they got lucky. They're an overnight success. I see it all the time and it's kind of it's a bit sad seeing people have this lack mentality because they're like, you know, this guy was an overnight success. You know, he got really lucky and there's no way I could get that lucky and have the same success that he does. And they just don't realize that in the background, there was just so much work to lead up to that seemingly overnight success.
Yeah, exactly. And with that whole concept as well, like sometimes when we look at those people, we actually compare ourselves. And I think comparison, I've heard that before, comparison is the thief of joy.
Comparisonitis or whatever it is.
Oh, and comparisonitis. Yeah, definitely don't want to be.
Ambrosini talks about that a bit.
We don't want to be diseased with comparisonitis.
And I think that's another thing, like talking about comparison, is like we're in the age of social media and everyone is just displaying their highlight reels. Like
For
you go
sure.
onto someone's Instagram and they're not sharing their bad days and they're not sharing when things go wrong and their failures. You know, you see some people do that and they're real.
Yeah,
but even people, so, like, it's just their highlight reel. Like, it's all the best highlights and the top days from their life.
But if you think
really
about it,
it's really easy to get.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
you go.
No.
Me. When when you know, you spill coffee all over the floor, or you break a plate, or you, I don't know, all those kinds of things happen. That's not something that your first instinct is, oh my gosh, got to post that on Instagram, you know. And that's part of the reason. It's not that people purposely only want you to see the good aspects of their life. You know, people still post, can be vulnerable, but still not show you everything. And yeah, so talking about that comparison, I offer a mindset shift or a perception shift to you. And that's, rather than being comparing yourself to those people, be inspired by those people. Because guaranteed, they all started somewhere. They all started with zero followers. They all started with no like specific knowledge or skill. They most likely only had that feeling inside of them that there was more for them.
Yeah, exactly. And that reminds me so much of one of our really good friends now, Jordan Kemper. He's this awesome guy. He's one of those guys who seems to have every single thing going for him. He's got the house, the car, the beautiful wife, the dog, the amazing lifestyle.
He's an entrepreneur.
Very successful entrepreneur. He's very athletic. Really, really good looking guy. Like, this guy is one of those guys that you're like, this dude has his shit sorted.
Yeah.
And no one sees the backstory. No one sees how much he struggled when he first got started as an entrepreneur, and, you know, the trials and tribulations he went through, and, you know, the amount of shit he got from ignorant people.
And the commitment and the, you know, it's every day.
Yeah, exactly. And one of his sayings, and one thing that stuck to me for a long time, is strive to inspire and not to impress. And I love that so much. Like, if you're out there becoming a successful entrepreneur, and you're out there working on relationships and becoming successful in relationships and friendships and successful in self-love, do it in a way that you inspire others to take that journey as well. Don't do it to impress others, because it, you know, if it's just for you, then, you know, it's okay, but it's good, but it's not great. But if you're inspiring others to take that same journey and get up and go and make the best for themselves, then that is just 10 times better. And that's the way you're going to leave a legacy.
And that almost leads on to that whole concept as well of happiness, right? People say money doesn't buy happiness. as Zig Ziglar says, it ranks right up there with oxygen.
Who was it? Yeah, I've been poor and I've been rich, and I can most definitely say that being rich was better.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, people have those limiting beliefs around finances, but the reason is, though, is because you see really people that are really successful financially, but they're extremely unhappy. And you know what it comes down to, though? It comes to the fulfillment that people get, because the only way that our souls are fully fulfilled is when we're actually helping other people.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, if you're just doing success only for what you can get out of it, and you know, you're getting to this place where you feel like you want to impress everybody in your life, that's a very, very, very different internal drive and intention to wanting to create an amazing, beautiful life for yourself and inspiring other people with your journey. So I think, like, almost like from what you were saying, it's almost like impressing people and comparing yourself with those people falls into this category of the two things we don't want to do. Whereas if we can shift our perspective to being inspired and inspiring, it's much more of an authentic, real journey that's going to actually lead you to a fulfilled life in many areas.
And, like, we're not saying don't have like being able to impress people, and
it's still cool to do that time to time.
Because it's effective. Like if you want to create a successful business, or if you want to have, you know, that dream relationship, so that other people see and go, oh man, like, you know, Nick's so lucky, him and his wife have such an awesome relationship. Use that as motivation. And if you see someone and you're comparing to someone, it's like, yeah, wow, he's got everything sorted. He's got this amazing life. Like, he really has worked hard. Use that as you know, inspiration. And that. But that's not what's going to tide you over in the long run. Those are those small motivations. You know, those are things that are going to get you up out of your seat. But what's going to make you run the marathon is really when that comes in internal.
Yeah,
when that's an internal drive.
Yeah, exactly. When it's within your heart, and when it's really aligned with, you know, your higher purpose for what makes you happy, what makes your family happy, what makes the people in your life happy.
But, like, too many people are sitting around and they're waiting for someone's permission.
Yeah, like, F that, man. Seriously.
Like, here's your permission. Like, go and do it. There you go. There's your permission. Like, whose permission are you waiting for to go and start your business or go and find your dream wife or go and travel or go and start making music? Like, whose permission are you really sitting there waiting for? Because honestly, I've been there. I see that all the time. And it's crippling. Like, people are waiting for their parents' permission. They're waiting for their spouse's permission.
They're waiting for an angel to come down from heaven and be like, you're now allowed to be happy and, you know, do what you want to do with your life. No, like,
so to some extent, like, yeah, you know, seek permission, but don't wait for that 100% everything lined up. Cards are all in line before you go out and start working.
But you know what? Like, even regardless of if you have the most amazing supportive people in your life, and obviously we're talking about relationships, so we're encouraging you to move to a space where all the people in your life are the most encouraging and supportive people. However, at the end of the day, the only person that needs to understand what you're doing is you, right? Nobody else needs to have full understanding. And it's like, that's, I think, what's beautiful about creating really supportive relationships. Because a lot of times, like, people tell me something and I'm like, man, I do not see at all how you're passionate about that, because to me, it's boring as. Yeah. But the thing is that their excitement is so, you know, infectious that I'm excited for them anyway. And
one really interesting concept there is, I wonder what would have happened. And like, I don't believe in changing the past. Like, even if we could, just don't do it, because we're in this place where we're supposed to be right now
for various reasons.
Yeah. Whether we're in a really good, positive situation or whether we're, you know, at our lowest of lows, we're here for a reason, and it's our job to go and do what we want with that. But I always think, like, if Hitler was surrounded by really, really positive people who encouraged him to go and become a world-class artist, because that's what his passion was when he was younger.
Oh, that's right.
And people said that, you know, like, you know, what are you doing? Messing around with art kind of thing.
Yeah, go get a real job.
if someone had said to young Adolf, you can be an amazing artist, you really should focus on doing that for your life. And, like, don't worry about money. Money will come to you if you focus on creating beautiful artworks. Like, you really have skill. Like, you should utilize it. Wow. I wonder what would have happened. Oh, it's really interesting.
And that's like an extreme example, but it is it does really make you think, though. And it's the same thing, like, I actually get like a physical ache in my heart when I hear people tell me stories about how they had these dreams and these goals to do amazing things when they're a kid. Like, and the thing is that they don't sound like that crazy amazing sometimes to you, but to them it's like their whole world. It's like, you know, all they ever wanted to do was be like a painter, or just going back to that example. But then everybody in their life said, oh, what kind of job are you going to get with that? And it reminds me of when I was a child and I actually really wanted to pursue acting. Like, my passion definitely changed, otherwise I'd be pursuing acting right now for sure. But the amount of times, pretty much every single conversation I had other than with my acting mentor was, I'm not sure you should study that. People don't really get good degrees out of that. It's hard work and all of these things. And it's so depressing, man. Like, if that's what you're passionate about, we should, as a society, be encouraging that.
But I guess that to each and every individual listening to this as well, it's up to you to go and find people who are going to lift you up in your life. Yeah. Again, start before you're ready. Go and find people who are going to lift you up. Because there's that old saying, you know, the five people you spend the most amount of time with, is you become the average of those people. And it's so true. If those people are all ripping away your dream, like, most likely you're not gonna pursue that dream.
And that's the thing, like, sometimes I get people, they're like, well, where do I even find those people? And it's like, you know, that your vibe attracts your tribe. It's what you're projecting is what your reality is. Do you know what I mean? So first you've got to become the person that can have friendships with these amazing people. But through doing that as well, one of the things that I learned early on is sometimes we don't have access and we don't know where to find people that maybe gel with us on every single level and I guess are in an area that we're wanting to grow and develop in. And that is where podcasts come in. That is where books come in. That is where YouTube videos come in, of people that you admire.
Come on, guys. We're living in 2017. Whatever you want to know.
At your fingertips.
You want to know how to make meth? Find it online. You want to know how to murder without getting caught? You find it online. You want to build a successful business? You find it online. You want to find inspirational people? You find it online. Like, we're in the age now where you can literally find and become whoever you want via online. Like, there is no excuse. Imagine how hard someone in 1762 would have had to try to break away from, you know, parents who had this death grip on them to go and start some business of their dream, or inventors in the 18th century who had these ideas that people were like, you are of the devil, like electricity isn't a thing, you can't do that. Imagine being those people. Now it's so easy to kind of cop out because, you know, it's 2017.
You know what, the easiest thing to do is the easiest thing not to do. Yeah. And sometimes it's so easy to change your life sometimes. Like the concept of it, do you know what I mean? Like finding better influences, figuring out what you need to do to start a business. It's actually all at your fingertips. And yes, obviously the hard part is that self-internal motivation and discipline and that kind of thing. But it's like, it's also the easiest thing not to do because it's just as easy to watch TV as it is to go online and listen to a personal development audio that's going to influence you and grow you. And, you know, so good job listening to a podcast, guys.
Start watching high five. Three episodes of Game of Thrones a night. Like, watch two and then go for an hour, go and do something positive. Yeah. Like, it's not hard, really.
It isn't, no.
But it reminds me as well, I guess probably for most people listening to this, is, unless there's some, you know, 80, 90-year-olds on here, if we go and we talk to our friends and we talk to our family about, you know, what are four or five things you really regret in your life, it's almost a bit of a funny conversation because, like, for me, I'm like, oh, this one night, you know, got way too drunk and I spent too much money and, oh, this other time, you know, I did this stupid thing in a plane and, oh, it just almost ended in tragedy and blah, blah, blah.
And there's also the concept, like, just really quickly to plug that in there. It's like, I don't think there's many things, like what we said before, we're in this place that we are in our life right now for a reason. And so there's no point in having regrets.
Nah.
But it's when you listen to the stories of people who are nearing the end of their life.
Yeah, go.
That's
honestly,
where,
if you guys want to get motivated, go and volunteer an hour of your time at an old people's home or at a hospice care facility and go and have some conversations with people who are, like, you know, pretty much dying. Go and have conversations with those people. And honestly, like, if you hear a 95-year-old man saying he wished he spent more time with his kids, or you hear an 85-year-old woman with cancer and a couple of months left to live, if you talk to her and she says, you know what, I wish I didn't work as hard, I wish I traveled more, that shit is like, that hurts.
They
like,
don't have the time left to do
it. They can't fix it.
Yeah, we're only in our, you know, mid to late 20s. So we still
got like 100 plus years of life left.
Yeah.
By the time we die, there'll be some crazy pill we can take.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know what's going to happen, but assuming we're not going to die in some sort of freak accident or get a disease while we're young, you know, we still have plenty of life left, and definitely everyone our age has that attitude.
Yeah.
You know, even which is why I'm such a preacher of healthy living and all that kind of stuff, because we do want to have those precious years. But it's like when you talk to somebody who is near the end of their life, that's when it's like, man, it gets real fast.
Yeah.
Like,
and like even us, like right now, like holy crap, the years go so fast.
Like Nick and I have done so much awesome stuff.
Crazy.
But yeah, we were even talking about the other day, like we still don't feel like we're making the most of all the time that we have.
Nah, no way. And we never will.
That's changing though. Like we never will, I don't know, maybe, but we're changing a lot of that. Like we had a few goals on our list that we're just like, oh, that can wait for another year, but now we're like, screw it, we're doing it this year, like whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's gonna be a fun year for sure. A fun and full year. But yeah, and that I think that out of anything that Nick and I have, that is, well, actually, I think there's like a lot of different things that have contributed to the massive shifts we've had in our life. But one of the things was that already early on, like when we looked at other people, yes, like we might have still been comparing ourselves, but we were still very inspired by a lot of the people. We're like, man, that person's only 30 and look what they've done with their life. Like, imagine what we can do by the time we're 30. And
like, just quickly thinking back to your dad, when he was dying, what was going on in his mind? Like,
oh man, that was just such a terrible time. For those of you that don't know, like, part of my motivation and my life purpose, in terms of helping people thrive with their health, like I mentioned in the first podcast that I'm a holistic nutritionist, and comes from the fact that I lost my dad to cancer and I watched him lose his life over 2.5 years, and it was just a horrible experience.
But I know you're supposed to die after your parents, but
yeah,
even now, like, I can't even think about losing my parents, like, even for a second, like it just hurts too much. Like, I can't even fathom that in my life.
Yeah. But that's like, you know, there was a lot of amazing things that have come from that experience for me. So again, like, I don't wish for things to be different. But at that time, yeah, it was so hard watching him go through a stage, like that moment when he knew he was going to die. And he would talk about a lot of things he wanted to listen to that song again. Like, there was no time to waste. If he thought of a song and he wanted to listen to it, we were like at the time going through CDs, like boxes of CDs and cassettes, like to find this one song he wanted to listen to. Yeah. And it was wild. But that experience, I think, is a huge thing that's actually inspired me to not delay in life.
Yeah.
For sure. And that
is like, even if you live the healthiest lifestyle possible, and you know, like we're living now, we're living proof of a healthy lifestyle. Like we are really committed to being healthy, but it's still like, you know, what if?
Yeah.
And imagine not leaving all your cards on the table.
Yeah.
If after you die, you could somehow have, you know, some sort of, you know, highlight reel of your life and watch a condensed movie about all the things you did. Imagine the regret and the frustration and the pain of seeing all the things you could have achieved. I heard this one thing once and it messed me up for a wee while. It was someone's definition of hell was when they die, meeting the person that they could have been if they just took a minuscule amount of their own potential and ran with it. Like, that was their version of hell, is meeting the person they could have been. Like,
that was so painful. Oh my god!
And even if you, like, you utilized a lot of the skills that you have and followed passions, you know, if you really used your whole potential, life would be astoundingly different.
This is it, guys. Like, regardless of what your belief background is or whatever, like, I wholeheartedly believe every single person's come to earth with something inside of them, a gift that they have to share with the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge reason why I'm so attracted to Marie Forleo, because she preaches that, for those of you that follow her. But man, like, we all have something inside of us, and I don't care if you're sitting there right now thinking, oh, I don't know, I'm nothing special. Like, yes, shut up, because you are. Like, everybody has it, and it's like, and sometimes it's not as profound as we expect it to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not all going to be Tony Robbins, like, on stage, like, charging $1 million an hour for a coaching session. That's, you know, sometimes our impact and our gift is on a different level or a different scale or a different, you know, who knows what. But everybody has something to give the world, and it's up to us to work on creating a lifestyle where we can express that.
Yeah.
And just, you don't need to have it all figured out straight away. Like, this is why we're saying just start. Like, sometimes just taking, you know, making the commitment, okay, every single day I'm going to listen to something that's going to grow and develop my mindset. I'm going to fill the room. I'm going to create my top five people with people that are, you know, people that I'm inspired by. That could be one small step, and that will develop. You know, suddenly you'll start to find things that really excite you, and you'll hear a topic that you've, you know, that lights you up more than anything else, and you decide you want to explore that more, and it will happen.
Yeah, it's just, and that was kind of one of the reasons we decided to start the podcast now. And it's like, we're just doing this at the moment off our shitty little Apple headphones plugged into our MacBook
on GarageBand.
We don't have the Blue Yeti mic yet, and we don't have the USB interface, and we don't have the overhead hanging microphone with the you know, the filter in front of it. And it's cool because I'll go to Gary V and we'll go to Marie Forleo, and you'll have a look at these people who have like multi-million downloads on every single episode of every single thing they ever post, and like whatever they say turns to gold. And you go back to episode one, if it's still on there, you know, you go back to episode one and episode 10 and episode 50, and it's hilarious how shit they are compared to what they're creating now. And it's like,
their content's just as good. It's just like stepped it up. Do you know what I mean? Like, Marie Forleo's first ever Marie TV, to mention her again. Like, for those of you that don't know her, look her up on YouTube, Marie TV. But if you look at her first ever episodes, I'm pretty sure she's just got like, she's literally doing like selfie like with her phone. Yeah, holding her phone and recording the episode. And now she's got this like amazing getup and a studio and a team of people and all this stuff.
Artist and lighting.
Yeah, and her hair. Oh my God, guys, her hair is just amazing. And but yeah, like, and that is the thing. It's just like, and the reason why we're qualified to talk about this subject is because literally since the beginning of time, since we've started our relationship and our business relationship and all those sorts of things, that's one of the things that has been one of our edges, is we didn't wait to have it all figured out. We just started. Like, when we started our business, literally the people we were looking up to were these amazing public speakers, and I literally had the worst phobia of public speaking. I would break out in hives.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I would literally break out in hives all over my chest, which I actually still sometimes do.
Oh no, that's really good to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shaky.
My voice would be so shaky. I would do this like really annoying.
No, it's the same. I wouldn't get the hives, but I just like, you know, like some of my...
You're monotone.
I'm not joking. Some of my first online presentations that I ever did for my business, or like, you know, calls and stuff with people, I would completely recycle what someone had, like use the same jokes and everything, and it would just be like,
and typed out, and he would like be reading it off the screen.
So bad. Yeah. In public speaking, I'd just be concrete in one spot. There's no way I could think about ever walking out using hand. Like, I was just like statue that was talking.
Yeah, the first time that we got asked to speak on stage, I nearly fell off the stage because my legs were shaking so bad. Like, yeah. And
but it's just like, how are you going to get better at public speaking? By watching YouTube videos about how to public speak?
Hell no.
Or getting out there and public speaking? Like,
yeah.
The answer is obvious. And if it's not, like, have you ever done anything in like new?
Yeah.
Anytime you try something new, it's the first time. And like, yeah. Stop being crippled by this perfection and needing permission from other people. Like, just go out and embarrass the shit out of yourselves and go back and look at what went right, what went wrong, what can I learn, and go and try it again.
And accept the fact that not everybody in your life is going to get it. Like, when you fall flat on your face for the seventh time, people are going to be like, well, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe, you know, what's the point? Like, you're going to get that. Because once you start doing something a little bit different, you become the tall poppy, and get used to it, because that's just the journey. Like, we have to accept that not everyone's going to understand our journey, which is like why I said the only person that needs to understand it is you. But if you do start making those connections and meeting those people and having mentors that actually are also doing what you're doing, you know, they're also entrepreneurs, or they're also stepping out and doing something a little bit different, what they're going to say is like, go you. They're going to be there cheering you on. Like, when you fall, they're like, nice try, let's go again, what can we do different
next
time?
And if you do something that they knew was stupid, they're going to let you do it because you're going to grow, and then they're going to be like, well, you know, was that really the best idea, or is there another way we can attack this? And that goes for the same in relationships. If you talk to people who have incredibly successful relationships, and we're going to talk to so many of those in the next few months, which I'm so excited about.
Seriously, guys, you just wait.
You know, they're going to give amazing advice, and it's up to you whether you follow that advice or not, but it's still advice, and it was their advice that worked for them, and it's not going to work for every single person.
Mm.
So don't focus on being this perfect person.
Yeah. And that's kind of the point of this, really, is you can compare and tell yourself, you know, have this perfectionitis, which, by the way, perfectionism actually comes from a deep-rooted fear, I believe. I can't quite remember which of the main six fears, like, for those of you that have read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about the six main fears that people have, but I'm pretty sure it comes from something like fear of rejection or one of those.
Yeah,
but
sure, yeah.
Yeah, but perfectionism, a lot of people think that it's a good thing to be a perfectionist and have all of your ducks lined up before you get started, but not when it comes to like real life stuff like this. When it comes to shaking things up, really shifting your life, you're not going to learn by sitting there trying to figure it out. You're going to learn by jumping in the deep end. So it doesn't matter the skill level that you have.
I think that's how we get a bit messed up, is that from the age of 3 or 4, and sometimes parents start this from day one.
Not of their fault. Like, nobody's at fault for this stuff, right?
You know, you can only teach what you know.
Yeah.
So it's not through anyone's fault. But you have a look at the schooling system. And right from kindergarten, through primary school, through secondary school, through university, people are being conditioned to be perfect. Like, the people who get the biggest round of applause at assemblies are the people who get the best grades.
Yeah.
And they don't focus on the people who are good at art and don't give a shit about maths and science. Like,
Or as well, like the people that like Gary Vee, again, like you can very quickly tell who we're listening to in terms of personal development and the conversations that we have, because he's right up there on our list at the moment. And I was just listening to Marie Forleo the other day. But Gary Vee, yeah, he was a D and an F student, and he was going home in eighth grade and earning $3,000 in a weekend because he was such an entrepreneur.
He was selling basketball cards. He'd buy a table in New York, and he's the youngest guy there, and he'd sell basketball cards and trade, you know, like hyped basketball cards. But I guess one of the new age things, you know, people were trading Yeezys and people were trading some NMDs.
But that's the thing, is like from his teachers and his community in his school, he was seen as a failure because he was shitty at school.
He wasn't getting, you know, A+ in his biochemistry exam, and, you know, calculus didn't interest him one bit. So he was getting D's in calculus, and then everyone's looking at him going, "You're never going to succeed in life, Gary."
Mm.
He's taking home more money than the teachers are.
Yeah.
And he's the failure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and so that's the thing. It's like, you know, we are conditioned to feel like everything needs to be perfect, but really, guys, like, it doesn't. And it's just, like, funny with this episode, because we thought that this is the topic we wanted to talk about, because it's just so fitting to starting any journey.
It's starting our podcast.
Yeah, like, and starting...
You know, like, not unprepared, but, like, just... You know, the quality.
You know what? Like, our heart's in the right place. We're really excited about
getting... We promise, guys.
Yeah. We're really excited about sharing content with you guys, and that's really what matters. We'll figure it out eventually, and our sound quality will be perfect, and our intro will just be spot on.
I think I'm a more perfectionist than you, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Because I was, like, the one who's on Trade Me looking at Blue Yeti microphones.
And I'm just like, let's just record it.
No, it's going to sound so bad. And I was playing around with the settings of the microphone before, and he's like... Just do the normal one. It sounds fine. I'm like, so bad.
But then as well, like, then we're like, okay, cool. Like, should we take some notes of what we should talk about in this podcast? Like, should we, like, be really prepared? And you can tell, like...
We have two sentences. Like, the first one is just...
A quote.
Podcast episode 002, start before you're ready. And then the other one is that if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's our notes. But that's the thing is, like, you could tell, though, partially because this whole process of having a podcast was getting real. Last week when we did our episode one, you know, our intro episode, it was kind of just like, hey, let's see what happens. Let's start a podcast. We have heaps of cool stuff we want to share. And then because it's been, you know, reaching quite a lot of people, we've been, like, hearing all this feedback. We've got all these amazing interviews lined up. Yeah, suddenly,
that's the thing. I'm like... We've got some, like, you know, relatively high caliber people. Like, I'm almost surprised at some of the people that said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, but you know what's happening, though, is now that fear's setting in for us. We're just like, holy shit, this is real. Like, we've got to impress. We're going to have all these people coming on. We're going to, like...
What if we don't say the right
thing? Yeah, you know, we don't want to screw it up. We don't want to look like...
What if we mumble over the words or I say something silly?
Yeah, and we don't want to look like we're underprepared. We don't want to look like we're not professional. But then as we're, like, thinking about that and we're thinking, okay, we got to have notes for this thing, we're just like, no, screw it. Let's just... click record, and we clicked record and we started talking. And we're all caught in that trap, but that's where, like, I feel like self-awareness, which is going to be a whole different podcast by itself,
that's like, self-awareness is like a life journey.
That is how you actually start to determine, I suppose, where you can improve and where you can. And you have to be so freaking honest with yourself that it's painful sometimes. Like, you don't want to tell yourself you're doing a shitty job or you could do better. Like, trust me, we all want to be like, oh, but I tried, but I did my best, but, you know, this happened and I'll do better next time. And we all want to say that to ourselves. But really, it's like just getting out there, starting, not worrying about that, and just... Yeah, and that's what we needed to do before we started recording this podcast, is have that check-in and say, okay, you know what, we're starting to move away from creation, away from sharing. We're starting to move more into this, like, I don't even know what phase, but that's not where we want to live. We want to just be out there doing it and learning as we go. So, yeah, thanks for supporting us in our early days, guys.
You're the real MVPs.
Yeah, you're the real MVP.
But it's like, yeah, and, like, going on, we'll have, you know, we'll have set lists of questions and stuff that we really want to ask some of the
people coming on.
Obviously,
with our interviews, yeah.
But they're going to be flexible, and it's going to be like, I know exactly what's going to happen. We'll ask the first question, and then we won't even look at that sheet again. Like, it's just going to be this.
Yeah. But it's,
we're really good at talking, if you can't tell.
If you can't tell. No, but also conversations are just, like, such a beautiful way to get to know one another as well, and to share what we have to say. So, I mean, that's really the message for today. And I know all of you listening, you wouldn't be listening otherwise. You have that feeling inside of you, whether you're already out there doing it and it's like this next project and this next stage of your life and your business and your relationship where, you know, you're I guess hesitant or you're holding back. Stop, you know, start now. After you click pause or whatever happens, just pause this right now and go and start whatever it is that you're wanting to do. And take that first step, because the only way that you're going to grow and move forward and start that creation process is through
getting off your ass.
Yeah.
And taking some action.
You got it. That simple.
Execute. Everyone's talking about, you know, one day I'll do this, one day I'll do that. You know, when I blah, 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 then I'll blah, blah, blah. You know, when everything's sorted. Oh, nah. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop right now. Right now.
Go and execute.
Yeah.
I don't care how new your idea is. If you want to go and be the best chef that there is in the entire world, go and start cooking some shit.
Okay, one quick story before we finish. A few years ago. So you hear that. I don't know if you've heard that before, but apparently everybody has $1 million idea once.
It's like $3 million ideas a year. Yeah. Oh, no, I know where this is going. That was such a good idea.
Okay. Oh. Calm down. Anyway, so a few years ago, I think this was actually back in 2012 or 13.
I'm devastated. I actually had one of those ideas the other day as well, and I know I need it.
Did you write it down?
I didn't write it down. I'm going to write it down after this.
Did you remember what it is? Yeah. Okay. Okay, we'll write it down after. Anyway, so Nick's $1 million idea, or whatever it was, he just like got so excited one day, almost as excited as he got about that time that he thought he solved world hunger and in terms of wanting to get homeless people just to start eating grass.
Which
is anyway, he was nearly as excited as that time. Idea. But he came to me and was like, I've got the best idea ever. We've got to invent this. And it was basically just this idea where you like strap this thing around a dog's bum, right? And it has this like somehow slippery slide that goes from its bum into a little baggie so you don't need to pick up the poop.
Genius. Yeah. Absolute genius.
And you know what I said? I said, awesome idea. Go for it.
Actually, what you said, which is why I was like, you laughed for about 17 and a half years, and here was me like crawling into a little ball. Okay. Because, and then I was like, oh, you know what? That's such a shitty idea.
I literally said, go do it.
You were like, go do it. And I was like, oh, no, that's kind of dumb.
I always tell you to go do it. Just like with your car, with all that, because I always say, go do it. Anyway.
But yeah, here was me, got crippled by, I guess, perfectionism. Like, oh, nah, I'd have to do so much stuff.
And like, where do you start? And yeah,
I don't have a dog. Would I have to go, like, would I have to go to knock on people's doors? Like, do you have a dog? Can I borrow them to test out my poo scoop bag? Amazing thing.
Anyway, about six months to a year ago, we're on Facebook and there's this video going viral about this new invention.
It had like 7 million shares or something.
Something ridiculous. Anyway, it's this new invention. Who would have thought? It's this little strap you put on a dog where it poops straight into a bag.
And everyone's like, what an amazing idea. Why hasn't someone thought of this sooner? And I was like, well.
Anyway, so next time you come up with an idea of ways to scoop poop
If you think some of your ideas are silly, the person who invented the pool noodle is a billionaire.
Yeah, seriously, guys. The pool noodle.
The pool noodle. It is a noodle of foam. It's probably saved some drowning, so it's pretty cool. But, you know, billionaire. Done.
Yeah, and it's like, guys, I've just had $1 million idea. I'm going to invent a noodle of foam and people can swim with it. Yeah. Yeah, cool. I'm sure he had tons of people cheering him on with that one. But yeah, no, so I mean, and then there's other examples, you know, like with starting up business.
First version wasn't like perfect as well.
No,
he probably had some like misformed noodle. Maybe it wasn't noodle, maybe it was fettuccine shaped.
Yeah, and maybe it absorbed water.
Maybe he used like petrochemicals and it like killed people. Who knows?
You could probably Google his story.
You probably could.
Yeah.
2017, find out whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly, like we said. Hey. All right, well, I think that's all on this topic. I mean, we could talk for ages more just because there's so much more to talk about, but we'll save that for the next podcast. Anything else you want to add?
We're so excited for our next few podcasts. We've got some amazing content coming.
I think we've said that a few times now. Yeah,
but it's just up the hype. Yeah. Actually, that's one thing I need to do is like under-promise but over-deliver.
Yeah.
Because if we're like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
Actually, guys, it's going to be pretty average.
And you guys aren't, you're expecting like an interview with Barack Obama or something. And
yeah,
actually,
don't...
let's hit up Barack.
Okay, we're going to email him, but we won't make any promises. But also, I was going to say, for those of you that, you know, you do need a little bit more support and love and encouragement in that area, and you just don't know who to talk to, send us a message on Facebook, because we love getting those messages and we love hearing your ideas and we love supporting you. Like, even if it's just with a, you can do it.
If you have no positive influences in your life, or you feel like that,
or
no,
you just want an
extra
one,
your idea, just reach out. Like, honestly, it's that easy.
So our Facebook links are going to be in the description of this podcast, so you can check them out there. But yeah, come on over. We love it when you say hi. And if you are enjoying our podcast, we would so appreciate it if you would subscribe to our channel and rate us a 5-star,
of
course.
Give us a rate and a review.
And a review. Yeah, that would be so cool.
And it's such a cool feeling seeing them pop up. Like,
yeah.
I know, it's a little, like, you guys take a couple of minutes of your time to click on this thing and then write a little thing. Like, we really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's
seriously,
so
guys.
Cool.
So thank you so much to everyone who's already gone and done that. Like, you guys are rock stars.
And if anyone here is listening and they have an idea that they're kind of sitting on and they're thinking, or not quite yet, and it's the morning time, and tonight you're going to go home from work, or you're going to pick up the kids and you're going to go home and you're going to watch a show, just this once, don't. And put just a little bit of energy, whether it's 10 minutes or 30 minutes or 2 hours or the whole day, into this idea that you have. And as soon as you do that, things will start falling into place. And just get out there and start getting shit done.
Yo.
Yo.
Yoza. Oh, you're awesome.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, review.
Share.
Copy, paste, Facebook, Instagram.
Hashtag. Put us in your pocket. Listen.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Have snacks with us.
Snacks are good. Snacks are really good.
Snacks are great. Let's have snacks next time.
Let's have snacks all the time.
Okay, let's have snacks
all the time. We always have snacks all the time.
Oh, yeah. We already did that. Check. Okay, cool. Anyway, we're off to go do our next exciting project of things where we're just going to get started and jump in the deep end with other amazing things we've got on. Thank you so much for watching, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you, guys, and peace.